Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. So let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied with what I'm seeing with the Democratic Party.
And in regards to the direction in which the country is headed, sir?
I'm very satisfied.
Understood, sir. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important to you. So you can say 0 to 10, to start, immigration.
10.
Next, crime and violence.
I'm trying to understand what you're asking me now. From 1 to 10, how important is crime and violence?
As an issue.
Excuse me?
As an issue. How important is it?
10?
10.
It's an issue?
Yes, and then inflation and the cost of living.
A 10?
Racism and discrimination.
In terms of whether racism and discrimination is an issue, that's a 10, yes.
Correct. Understood, mm-hmm. Sir. Next, the same, 0 to 10, K-12 education.
A 10.
Democracy.
A 10.
Voting rights.
A 10.
Abortion rights.
A 10.
Climate change.
A 10.
Next is job and wages.
A 10.
Student loan debt.
A 10.
Then the criminal justice reform.
A 10.
Reproductive freedom.
A 10.
And healthcare.
A 10.
Understood, sir. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes some things comes up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a 0 to 10 scale, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Understood, sir. And what is your race?
Black.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Next, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Understood. And thank you. What is your year of birth? Just a year.
1939.
Did you say 1939?
Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Understood. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Also, you can rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on the issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you, sir. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most in your community? Also, please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, also where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 where you feel that very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have any and no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate that. The first person is John Alsop.
I would say 8.
An 8. Understood. Then Tim Waltz.
10.
Got it. Next, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next is Brad Raffensperger.
5.
Got it. Next is Raphael Warnock.
10.
Understood. Next, Andrew Dickens.
5. I don't know him. 5.
Understood. And then Brian Kemp.
That's Georgia fella.
Well, I wouldn't be able to go further with explanation.
Okay, that's it. 3.
Understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. Next, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November elections for 2024 for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Harris.
Got it, sir. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Got it. As well, sir, for whom did you vote in the 2020 elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
The Democratic, Joe Biden.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Got it. Thank you. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what it happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you, sir. We're halfway through this, and we appreciate your opinions. Just to continue, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented that the progress you wanted to see in the country would happen, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented. So 10 means that they stopped progress, in other words. And a 5 means you're not sure. And a 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. It means that they helped with progress. So 0 means they did not prevent progress, and 10 means that they prevented the progress. For example, the first is COVID-19 recovery.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to understand.
Let me give it to you in a different wording.
Okay,
so
all right.
It's a 0 to 10, where 0 means that it didn't prevent progress, right? So progress continued to happen, and this event or person did not stop it. But 10 means that they prevented progress, so it means that they stopped progress from happening.
Okay.
So okay. 0 to 10. What do you think COVID-19 recovery would be?
10.
10. Understood. Next is Vice President Harris.
Now, I want to make sure I understand. Now, she helped to in other words, she caused progress rather than prevented progress. So that's a 10, yeah. Right?
Cost progress would mean zero in this case because it did not prevent progress.
Okay, she,
right?
Zero. She caused progress.
Understood. Okay, thank you, sir. The next is still the same. Zero, where zero means progress and 10 means prevented progress. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Zero.
Then it's black voters.
Zero.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Zero.
And your local major.
My local what?
Major, like the major from the city. From your.
I say zero. Zero. I'm not sure I'm understanding, but I say zero.
Got it. Moving on, sir. It's a list of some policies, development, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, you can please indicate how much do you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote. So zero, well, in this case, from zero to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose a number 0 to 10. Because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. That's the statement from 0 to 10. How strongly does it motivate you to vote?
10.
Next.
Ten means that I'm strongly, that they strongly motivated me to vote, right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, I take a 10.
In that case, the next is the same. I will read you the statement and you classify it from 0 to 10. It states, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change, expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. 0 to 10.
Yeah.
How 10. Understood.
Yeah.
Sir. Thank you. Next one is, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
10.
And next, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing a significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
A 10.
Understood. And because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers, where when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Dan?
Understood, sir. And as we're almost done here, I appreciate all of your opinions, so thank you for your response so far. I am now going to ask some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, so please answer based on how you may feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
A 10?
Got it, sir. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all. 10 means the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off. Sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely to vote at all. 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Thank you, sir. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you, sir. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 years ago? I'm sorry, 3 months ago, I mean. I'm sorry. 3 to 6 months ago. 6 months ago to a year, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
I got it, sir. Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government's office, at a voter's registration drive or event, automatically, or through a political party or organization?
In person.
Okay. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Got it. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Got it, sir. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Understood, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Understood, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Understood. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Retired.
Understood, sir. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
80,000.
Understood, sir. With that, we conclude the survey, and I truly appreciate your time, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.